Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning, everybody. Okay. Come on, what's going on? 97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial free Monday. Why are you guys laughing?
I love this. This is great.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Goodbye. I just feel like it's rainy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a drizzly morning. Traffic is not going to be chill. But hey, you have more time to hang out with us. And you just got to go into it with like just a gangster mindset. Edgar is out today dealing with some health issues with his mom. He will be back soon. We have Tamara in the studio running social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Also, the phone's 877-971-HITS. We got producer Brad running the board.
What's up?
Pushing the buttons. DJ Majestic in the building.
Yeah.
He's got the AMP Mini Mix 715. Chelsea Briggs right next to me, per usual.
What's up? Good morning. I get the last one this time.
Well,
they only remember
the least important
person.
Today.
Well, no, but I'd switch it up a little
I'm
bit.
Just kidding,
I also made direct eye contact with Tamara, and it would have been really weird if I'd have been like, Chelsea!
Yes.
The magic trick. Yeah, traffic is going to be a little brutal, but we'll keep you updated if anything crazy happens. Hopefully, just easy breezy. Just lock in there, gangster mindset, set that cruise control. Well, no, you can't do that.
It's crazy though. I feel extra achy today because of the rain. I'm blaming out the rain. I mean,
you can't blame the rain and Mercury in retrograde and all those other things.
Well, Mercury's not in retrograde right now.
Oh,
so
good, Brian.
Come on, Brian, get it together. But I feel like extra achy. It was harder to get out of bed today. I'm not a huge fan of the rain unless I can stay in bed and like Netflix and chill.
All right, hold on. I'm going to call you out for some fraudulent
statements
right now. You're going to blame the rain. Well, here's the funny thing about Chelsea Briggs over here. She doesn't tell us all the secret cool stuff she ends up doing. So I'm going through her Instagram stories last night, and I'm like, oh, okay, who's hanging out at some fancy VIP music behind-the-scenes Q&A with Charlie XCX? Oh, it's Chelsea Briggs, but she's going to be achy because of the rain.
All right,
this rain.
You know what? I still stand true to it being the rain.
You're going to blame the rain, not the booze. Okay, I want to give a quick shout-out to the Ontario Improv, everyone who came out last night to the show at Ontario Mills. I also want to give a shout-out to every single human being who has to make that drive in the afternoon. That is a life-changer.
How long were you in the car?
2 hours and 14 minutes.
Wow.
Just, there's nothing. And Waze, I try to do the thing where on Waze, you're like, hey, do I have an alternate route?
And Waze, Waze and
yeah,
stuff like
Waze
that.
Is like, nah. Just sit on the 10. What I find interesting about this week, and this just happened to me yesterday, is, and I think a lot of people it's going to happen to. I don't know if it's happened to you guys yet, but the mystery purchases that you did on Cyber Monday that you may not remember start magically showing up. And I had one, and I got to ask you guys, I think I might have lost my man card if I still have one at this point. This is what showed up at my house yesterday. And I think I had a couple glasses of red wine, and I made this purchase for some odd reason. I decided to buy, and I had to Google what this thing was because I wasn't quite sure. I bought a roller derm micro needling cosmetic facial roller.
What?
With a vitamin C facial serum.
Nice.
And I don't know if it was that I was just sitting there looking at myself like, man, you look old. Old as hell. But this thing, I Googled it. It's like a roller full of tiny needles.
Okay, so because that it basically makes collagen reform. Because there's actually like it's micro needling. That's what it is.
Yeah, this
you
is
can
a needle
get these
roller.
Done. Yeah, so it's supposed to be really good for you. But that's funny. Did you give it a try yet?
Nah, it looks like a medieval like battle weapon. Like it looks like something you would have and try to torture someone with. Like, tell me all your secrets. I'm gonna roll this needly thing up your face or whatever. It looks. I don't know. So if you have any drunk buys, text them 877-971-HITS. I have a feeling these are gonna be showing up for me for the next couple weeks. If I bought a microderm needling roller, there's like who knows what happened on Monday night.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar's out dealing with some family health issues with his mom. He'll be back soon. I don't know how I feel about this story because I'm somebody who believes that we all have the right to just live how we want. I don't need people meddling. I don't need people telling me what to do. But it's been a thing in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area. I know some restaurants, Bucato in Culver City. I was there, man, maybe like 6 months ago, and they offer you a 5% discount if you check your phone.
I kind of love that.
Right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm conflicted. Because they want, like a lot of these restaurants want you to get out of your phone, want to encourage you to, you know, interact, be a human. Apparently they don't know about the benefits of Instagramming your food. Is that a thing anymore?
I mean, I like to think it's not.
It is.
I've been guilty, but like I like to think it's not.
Nobody Instagram pictures the food that they buy anymore, right? It's all the food that you make. Like, I'm a foodie. Look at this. Yeah. I made a kale smoothie.
Well, it's more like on the Instagram story, like step by step, how they make the stew. You know, that's what it is.
Captivating.
I feel like you don't believe that, Brad. Well, this story... like, no big chain has ever done this. It's always been individual restaurants. I know a lot of coffee shops will be like, no phone zone. And you're like, what, are you going to throw me out? Which I just always think it's rude when somebody's just like, blah, 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 you know, like as if I want to hear your stupid conversation. I always notice in Los Angeles, it's the conversations where someone will be talking, they're like, and my manager, agent.
Oh,
shut up. So this chain in the UK, they have 270 locations. They are doing a kids eat free. If you ditch your mobile phone at the table, they call it the no phone zone family. And it's because their owner is just, he's got sick of seeing families buried in phones.
Well, think about it. How many times you look around, whether it's a restaurant, wherever, and you just see people looking on their phone. You're like, what? Whatever happened to this, like, human interaction? Like, you're sitting across the table from someone. Like, have a conversation about life, the pursuit of happiness, you know? Politics. Do what you gotta do.
Well, to keep... I mean, politics, yeah.
Well, whatever.
It depends on what date you're on.
I mean, yeah.
So, hey, let's... You know what? First date, let's get into something real light, like religion and politics. My girlfriend and I were eating at Fig and Olive down in Orange County, in Irvine.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, look at this couple. Like, dude, not even paying attention. I'm going to take a picture of them. Like, I would then,
yeah.
I'm going to get my phone out and do it. I kind of like the idea, but also as a person with no kids, and Brad, you have a 4-year-old daughter, so maybe you can attest to this. Sometimes the only savior you got when you're a parent at a table is that phone, right? Because you got a kid who's just like, just squawking at the table.
You know, it's funny. I thought you were going to go with the route of like, yeah, if you're out to dinner and like your kid's being babysat, in case there's an emergency, you should have your phone. I thought you were going to go with that route.
I don't care about your emergency.
I don't think I've been to a restaurant in the last 6 months that I didn't hand my daughter my phone and go, stop talking. Just take the phone. I need some time with my wife.
Stop asking me questions.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never felt that way until Thanksgiving week. I had my 12-year-old godson with me like the whole time. Because my mom decided, yo, she checked out.
Uh-huh.
It's my vacation too. She was like, Brian, go do something with your godson. I'm like, Mom, what are you, like, what? And I'm not kidding you. Just after about 15 minutes of, why is that? What's that? I'm like, Google it. Here's my phone. Google is smarter than I'll ever be. So, I think it's an interesting thing that we got going here with technology and like people just we're trying to like encourage people to interact in a way that I don't know if we'll ever be able to full. I think we've crossed that line. I don't think, maybe we're just not that interesting to each other.
Yeah, I mean,
you look at a family and you're like, why don't they talk to each other? Maybe they've been talking to each other for 40 years. And they're like, I'm just gonna look at Facebook right now.
97.1
Amp Radio.
It is time for a royal family update time. Brian, for old time's sake.
Hear ye, doth hath Arab update on the royal family.
Perfection. So rumor has it that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry may be pregnant with twins.
Whoa.
No one's as excited as I am.
Oh.
Wow.
Wait,
totally
let's try.
Care.
No, let's try it again. I totally care.
We totally care.
Carrie, do that again. Do that whole thing again. I wasn't ready.
Rumor has it that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry may be pregnant with twins.
Whoa!
Yeah, crazy, right?
What?
So apparently there are some inside sources that have been hinting at it on the down low, but not really the down low, because obviously I'm talking about it. Now, if they do have twins, it would be a historic moment for the royal family, because twins haven't occurred in the British royal family since 1430.
Oh,
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Which is crazy. But here's another really interesting thing. I'm also hearing a rumor that, lots of rumors going on, that George and Amal Clooney are going to be the godparents to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's baby or babies.
Too many updates! I need to sit down! You didn't warn me for this many royal family updates. I thought it was just one.
Well, people were kind of surprised because George and Amal were at the wedding, but apparently Meghan and Amal have been good friends for many years, and same with George and Harry, so it's just, they're just a really cute double date royal celebrity couple.
I love seeing rich people just become friends. Oh, man, do you imagine?
All right, yesterday, Pete Davidson made his big return to social media to make a big career announcement. He said he's heading to Sundance. Are you excited about that as well?
Whoa!
just feel like we should keep the energy up.
I don't know if I'm going to have enough for the rest of the show.
It's with the film Big Time Adolescence is what it's called.
And whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Get this, you guys. And it also stars...
Hold on. Let me brace myself.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Whoa! Yay!
So he posted a picture of the cast and captioned his post, "See ya at Sundance, mother effas."
What?
Well, did he spell it out or?
Yeah, he spelled it out kind of like that. I sort of changed it to make sure I wouldn't say the real thing.
Thank you.
So the movie is a coming of age flick that follows a suburban boy as he's guided through life by his best friend, a college dropout played by Davidson. So, but I'm hearing good reviews about it. This is the first time Pete has posted on social media since his breakup with Ariana Grande. In fact, it's actually the first post on Instagram because he deleted everything since they broke off their engagement.
He kind of needed to take a break, I think. Now, you can always tell about how, like, if the break was long enough, based on how many comments in does somebody hit him with an Ariana Grande thing. You know what I mean?
It's the whole, I mean.
Like, you can see, like, because I feel like sometimes celebrities who've been in the fracas on social media will, like, dip a toe in the pool, like, did you guys forget yet? And then the first comment's like, Ariana Grande! It's like, all right, you know what? Not long enough.
I'm surprised that he deleted his whole Instagram because I feel like it's showing that he dated Ariana Grande. If, like, for past girls he ends up dating, like, you'd want them to look back and be like, yeah, guess what? I'm a great catch. I dated Ariana Grande.
Listen, all these guys, they're all just, like, all about the drama. All of them. All of them. Ariana is, Pete is. Yeah. It's whatever. I mean, like, of course he did something dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm just gonna be done with all of you. I'm scrubbing my life with you, Ariana.
It's too much. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar Bryan and Chelsea hanging out with you at 7:10. Traffic is not looking super great today so far. Right now on the 405 northbound at the 101, two left lanes are blocked, so it's starting to build up there. Right. So if you're stuck in it, just relax, take a deep breath. Just hang out with us.
Yeah.
Have a good morning. And if you can avoid it, do. So right now we're talking about slang that you didn't get, that your kids had, or if you're a young one out there and your parents blew it and you want to call and just kind of make fun of them and laugh about it with us, go ahead. 877-971-HITS. We want to hear those instances in which you blew it in terms of the new cool words and acronyms and things people are saying. I know I went through a week of getting laughed at by my 12-year-old godson where I would say words. I said dope. I said dope for cool. We were playing Fortnite, and I was like, he just got this new dragon that goes in the backpack on his Fortnite character. I was like, yo, that dragon's dope. And he goes, dope?
Is that a word that he uses, or is it one that he's... Okay, so it's not cool anymore.
No, it's one he associated with being like, oh, Brian's like 30. This old grandpa over here, 30. So, and I'm like, what? He's like, I'd say fi. He's like, I'd say that dragon is fine. And I'm like, all right, man. Okay, cool. Like, educate me, man. I don't want to walk around the world saying the wrong words and being laughed at. I know, Chelsea, you are one that's always up on the late, like the relationship one. I know it's a dangerous word because of the sound.
Yeah, it's ship.
Ship.
With a P.
And that's like you kind of like fanning out over someone's relationship.
It's been around for a while, too. I mean, it's been around for probably like 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's basically where if you want two people to date, you say like, I ship them.
Okay.
Like, I ship Brian and his girlfriend. You know, like you ship them. You want them to be together. You think they're a good couple. So that's like a big one.
So if you have any examples, both grown-ups and kids, of these slang, these cool words gone wrong, or you just want to laugh at your parents, or you just want to admit it, you're a parent, you're like, I didn't get it. 877-971-HITS. Well, I'm not alone, clearly. We got Stephanie in Riverside.
So my daughter was going to her first school dance, and
I just happen to go through her phone occasionally, and then I see one of her friends text her, like, hey, you know you're going to the dance, and, you know, they're going back and forth. And my daughter tells her, yeah, I'll see you there. We have to hit the Kwan. And I'm like, what the? Yeah. I was like, kid, what is this? Floor? And she was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you have to hit the Kwan. And I was like, is that a drug? And she was like, it's a dance, Mom. It's a dance that you do. My husband comes in and he's like, what are you yelling? And I told him, and I was like, they're talking about drugs. I was like, it's a Kwan. I don't know what it is.
It's a code for something. It's not good.
They're going to smoke some Kwan.
Yeah, like, this has to be a code word for something. And then he was like, no, it's a dance. And he started doing the dance.
Oh.
Somebody smart out there, please design the parent translator app. Lord knows we're not going to do it. We're not smart enough. We can't even figure out what Kwan is.
Sometimes I have to ask her, and her 8-year-old sister, I'm like, Mia, do you know what this is? And she's like, yeah, Mom. I'm like, okay.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you for translating for me.
I do love that. I do love it when the one person in the relationship is like, yo, it's the Kwan, and does the dance. So, guys, if you're out there, if you have a story, if you either were a parent that blew it, mm-hmm. and thought people were about to smoke some Kwan, or you're a kid whose parent thought you were going to smoke some Kwan and you were just going to dance, call right now, 877-971-HITS, or text 877-971-4487. We got a text from the 323. The word clutch. To me, it's a pedal, a stick shift in a car. My kids use it all the time while playing video games. What does it mean? I got you back. 323. It means to perform well under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So that was clutch.
Good job, Brian.
So we got people educating us right now. We got Ava in LA. Educate the people. What word, what thing do you want to tell people about?
Avenged.
Avenged. What does that mean?
So it's like when somebody gets you out in the game or something, a lot of my friends and I say it. Like, if you get that person out, you'll tell them, I avenged you.
Okay.
I avenged.
You kind of got them back for something. You got them out, and now you're the king or the queen.
So does it come from, like, revenge? Or where's the root of the word?
It's kind of like revenge, but instead it has, like, two meanings where you're either, like, the boss, like, king, the queen of the game, or you just got them out because you just want to get them out.
When was the last time you avenged someone?
At my school, we were playing Foursquare. I was in B, and I got that person out because I hit it really hard, so I told them, haha, I avenged you.
And so it's like you yell it in their face. You're like, I avenged you, man!
Yeah, kind of.
Cool.
She's like, kind of, Chelsea, relax. I do a little dance. Ava, how old are you?
Nine.
Ruling the Foursquare courts is what I'm talking about. Thanks for hanging out. Have a good day today.
Bye. Thank you.
Deontay in Long Beach. Educate the people.
What is up? Okay, so basically, I'm a high school teacher at Locke in Watts, California. I'm young, so I should know all these words. So recently, I was on a Steve Harvey show. And when I came back to the school, my students, they were like, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And then all the kids start yelling, oh, you're a goat, you're a goat. And I'm like, I'm a goat. And I didn't know what that meant. So then I was in the teacher's lounge, and I was like, the kids are saying, I'm a goat. And they're like, what does that mean? And so they said, go on Google or something. And it means greatest of all time. And I felt so dumb. So now when the kids say stuff, I just laugh and act like I know what they're talking about. And then later on, I just start searching it up on my computer real quick.
That's fantastic. You can't have that moment where they know you don't know what they're talking about. So you got to be like, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
I see you, goat. Of course.
That's going to happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll be like, nah, he don't know what we talking about. And I'm like, oh, they caught me.
Well, thank you so much for calling, man. Good luck with the kids today. Let us know if you learn any new slang so we can keep the people up to date.
Right, and hopefully they don't hear this, but I already know they will because they love your guys' radio station.
Oh, yeah, give the school a shout-out again.
Locke High School in Watts, California.
Locke High School, y'all the goats!
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar out today handling some health stuff with for his mom. And I'm not even overselling what I'm about to say. The thing that I found out about producer Brad, I've known Brad for 7-8 years. We're friends, I know his family.
We've worked together at a couple different jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I know him very well. The thing I found out yesterday about him, I'm not even kidding, he can attest to this. I almost fell out of a chair.
Okay, tell us.
When he found out, he's like, wait, what? And which is pretty mean when you find out what it is. That's kind of mean.
Okay.
So yesterday we're sitting in the studio and we're talking, and then randomly, he says this. He's talking about going back home, going through boxes.
Okay.
He drops this on me. Brad is a black belt in karate.
Really?
I actually knew this.
You did?
Yeah. I feel like Brad's dropped it to me casually in a conversation
did
before.
You? Just in case.
Like, I feel like I knew it already.
I was floored. Because I'm like, you don't just expect all of a sudden. Look, he's got like belts. He was teaching.
Wow.
He's like won tournaments.
Yeah, it was funny because we were talking about like wrestling or something. I was like, wrestling really helped me get my black belt. And I have
And
this...
I was like, whoa. Black belt.
Wait, yeah. Can I hold it?
Yeah, sure.
Are you allowed to?
Yeah.
You allowed to just pass it around?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Keep taking it.
Because I think the thing is that I actually didn't know if I believed him when he told me.
Yeah,
so
nobody.
Now
yeah,
I see the black belt here. It's in my hands. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, the thing is, I was listening, and I look back at my uniforms. I got all these embroidered uniforms that say, like, Kiyosan M. Nolan, which is, like, instructor, black belt instructor, and all this stuff. And there's pictures on Facebook and stuff. It's not that surprising.
What? These are legit.
Oh, no. It's surprising right now, Brad. I mean, you have a beard. You're a dad. I didn't expect you to be a trained killer.
He smokes a lot of cigarettes a day.
That's true.
That's part of it, too.
Lives on coffee.
But when was the last time you practiced? Like, do you still...
I practice every day.
Okay, but do you?
I have a particular set of skills.
Is it like riding a bike?
Well, yeah,
but
no.
I have a very particular set of skills.
So you could just all of a sudden... See, that's the thing that terrifies me a little bit. Because it reminded me that people are walking around the world... And they're not just putting that out there that they're a black belt.
Yeah.
And then you get into, maybe a verbal altercation and all of a sudden someone snaps your finger off and pokes you in your own eyeball with it. I don't need that happening to me.
I have done that once or twice. A couple of times I used to bounce at a bar.
Bouncer
also
too.
Also shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are you? He's Liam Neeson.
It's because I had the black belt. But I do find sometimes when I'm training with my new trainer who's a boxer, I do find myself doing the things that I did when I was a black belt, like just muscle memory. So try to beat me up. I'm not sure it would be so good for you.
Okay. I mean, now, see, here's the thing. Now that I know that, man, I'm going to get a lot more mouthy when we start talking about celebrities. Right? Every time a story comes, I mean, no one's safe now. You think I might rant about Justin Timberlake canceling his Man of the Woods tour the other day for a sore throat. I would have come so much stronger if I know we have security built into the show.
In high school, my friends used to go, Brad, back me up after they'd get themselves in trouble, and I would always be like, nah.
Justin Timberlake comes in for an interview, you start this beef, and you just sit Brad between you guys.
I told Brad, if I was a black belt, I'd be such a jerk about it. I'd be walking around wearing like the Rising Sun headband, like from Karate Kid, and just doing crane kick poses for no reason
and
in the hallway.
And that's why you're not.
Truth. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Right now we're talking about those toys you look back on that you played with as a kid, and you look at them and you're like, that was not safe. Those were not safe at all. Call in or text 877-971-HITS. And we're kind of talking about this because, well, we have a toy drive on Saturday. So maybe don't buy these toys and bring them. It's Saturday at 7 o'clock, a Universal City Walk benefiting Spark of Love at 7 o'clock. We're going to be at the, what stage are we at, Chelsea?
It's the
Five Towers.
Five Towers
stage. We've got some music acts playing with Logan Henderson.
Logan Henderson, yep.
And for the first 200 people, I believe, that bring a toy worth $10 and more, completely unwrapped, you get like right down in the front is Logan Henderson and Jeanette Claudette. Right down in the pit, that's where you want to be. So yeah, get out there, buy your toys. I know I loaded up on Nerf guns this week, and I'm gonna give them all away. I kept one last time. I kept one on the last toy drive that I bought, just because I was just mystified by how many Nerf darts I could shoot. But if you have a toy that you look back, maybe not the safest. Call in or text right now, 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, what is the toy that you look back on that you had that you think, like, meh?
I feel like for me it was the Easy Bake Oven. Because you think back and you're like, first off, what were in those mixes? Like, that was processed. Those brownies were not organic or gluten-free. But also, like, the radiation, like, I just feel like...
Was it a microwave
setup?
Yeah,
it's like a microwave that literally cooked it with, like, a bulb. Like, a light bulb.
So,
there's nothing sanitary about that. That's got to be...
So many questions
about
that.
Yes, right?
Sometimes those are the things where I'm like... You know, I see that and I'm like, oh man, that's a scenario to remember for, Walking Dead and Armageddon. I can't find anything to eat. Well, those Easy Bake Ovens, the food that we were cooking, that never goes bad.
Oh, like so
astronaut
true.
Food. Madge, what about you?
You remember those slap bracelets?
Oh, yes.
Yo,
yes.
Those bracelets, they were like a long piece of plastic and then you slap them on your wrist and then it turns into a bracelet. But growing up, all my friends, the people that were in my classes, when those came out, yo, they'd slap faces with it. Yeah. They just throw it at people. It'd be the worst
also,
thing.
Also, like the metal would come out of the fabric part. Like I remember that. Yes. And like getting cut by it. And you're like slapping
weapon.
It on your wrist. It's
I think
not
they,
good.
They make them now and they're made out of plastic. But I do remember that too, where you'd try to like fling it at your friend yeah. to see if you could like latch it around their neck.
So or
their
arm.
Like, yeah, like just like a lasso yeah. or something. Producer Brad, what do you got?
Yeah, I had a friend whose parents were nice enough to buy him a trampoline, and he had shortly after that 3 broken bones. Shoot. And we were jumping on it together, and his tooth went through my knee.
Wow.
Oh.
So he lost a tooth, still got a fake one. Shout out to Josh.
I grew up with a trampoline as well, and that's 100% the case. Like, yeah. My mom was like, one at a time, everybody, one person on the trampoline at a time. And as soon as they were gone, we put a basketball hoop next to it. There's like 6 of us on playing, like dunk and slam ball. The one that always ended up becoming a weapon of destruction at my house with my brothers was tetherball.
Oh, yeah.
Tetherball. And I know like a lot of schools have, I don't know if they still do, but tetherball, if you don't know what it is, it basically just looks like a medieval weapon that's in the ground. There's the pole and a rope with a chain and then a ball on it. But 2 minutes into playing a game, someone's got that thing in their hands, swinging it around, trying to whack people in the face. Uh-huh. So call or text right now. When you look back in your life, what toys did you think, man, that injured me a little bit? Probably not safe. 877-971-HITS.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar out today helping his mom out with some medical stuff. This Saturday, I don't know what you're up to, but it better be this.
Come
change
hang
out
of
with plans.
Us.
We have the Amp Radio Toy Drive benefiting Spark of Love. It's on Saturday at 7 p.m. We're partnering with the SoCal Firefighters and ABC7 to collect unwrapped toys. It's up at Universal City Walk. We're all going to be hanging out. It's going to be awesome.
And bonus, it's really cool. Actually, if you're one of the first 200 people by 7 p.m. to donate a gift, you will receive access to our upfront pit section to enjoy a performance by Logan Henderson and Jeanette Claudette. And then you can also hang out with us.
That's right. We'll DJ Majestic's going to be spinning. So if you hear the mini mix every day at 7:15, he'll be doing that live. It'll be mega.
Not mini.
Universal mix.
Yes.
Mega toy mix.
So bring your unwrapped toys and come hang out with us on Saturday. It's a great cause, man. Yeah. You know, the holidays can be rough for people. And if you're, you know, in a less fortunate situation, or if you're in a more fortunate situation, help those who aren't in that able to, you know, give their kids all the presents they want this year. All little kids deserve to be happy around the holidays. But right now, we're talking about the toys you don't want to bring.
Do
on
not
Saturday,
bring these, please.
The toys that you look back at and you think, man, maybe not the safest toy. Why did I get that? We have a text from the 818, and this one just makes me happy because I'm just remembering these things. They were in every single pizza place you went to, in those little coin machines, the 50 cent, and you put in money and you spin the thing. And those sticky hands.
Those long
sticky hands that would only be good for about 15 seconds.
And then they're just like covered in hair, like dog
dirt,
hair, dirt, yeah.
Disgustingness. Kendall in Long Beach, good morning. Tell us that toy, looking back now, you're thinking maybe not the safest.
The toy that I am looking back on are jacks.
those little metal jacks?
And that's where I was getting to, the metal. First off, those are like little landmines. My dad used to always step on them and like get so upset. They were so dangerous. Not to mention choking hazard, you know?
I remember we had jacks, and Chelsea brought up Legos. Earlier we were talking about this. Well, those toys that are so small, you try to clean them up, you maybe miss one. And of course, you have plenty of floor space.
Mm-hmm.
That one jack is going to be strategically placed in the one place where your father's going to put his bare foot down in the middle of the night, early in the morning. You're going to just feel the rage. Like, ah!
It's worse than a stub toe.
It is
the worst.
And if you're a parent, you're mad because you bought those. Like, you paid for that problem. Thank you for calling and appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gonin in Newport Beach. What toy, not the safest?
You remember the lawn darts? I mean, it was been a while. I mean, I was a kid a long time ago, but they had the lawn darts that they give you like 2 hula hoops that came with, and you throw these foot-long darts, kind of like how they throw a cornhole now, but it was these darts that would stick in the ground, and you try to get them as close as you can to the hoop.
They were like a hybrid between like a little rocket and a javelin.
Yes, very true. And we ended up throwing those into like trees, and I remember people getting stuck in the foot.
Wow.
Yeah, those are ones that you look at and you're thinking to yourself, when they designed this, they had to assume that there was going to be maximum parent supervision at all times, because you just gave us like a missile.
A full weapon, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember breaking a couple windows with them. I mean, we did some crazy stuff with those things.
Dangerous. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. No lawn darts, everybody. Those are dangerous.
Those are dangerous. Have a great day.
Tammy in Long Beach, looking back now, maybe this toy not the best idea. What is it?
It was a Barbie blender. My mom got me when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and there's a crazy story about it, because when I was little, I used to put snails in them and blend them up, and now my daughter's seen it online, and she's 8 years old. Let me say hi, Serenity.
Hi! I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, love you.
And, she wants the same exact Barbie blender, and I'm like, no way, that's the most terrible toy in the world.
I'm surprised they still make it.
Was it right?
Is a blender just to make like drinks?
Yeah, it's supposed to be made with drinks, but I used to put snails in it because I was like 6, 7 years old. And I didn't care.
So terrible. I just love that idea. You're like, Barbie blender, let's make some virgin margaritas.
Or it's like an escargot smoothie.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Those items, those easy bake ovens, those blenders, those. Like, you don't need to have that as a child. Like, you can just wait on that one. You don't need to learn how to.
Home ec class.
Exactly.
Are you going to get it for her?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, she's like.
After I told her that story, I don't think she wants it.
I don't want it.
You guys are the best. Have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So Kevin Hart and his wife received some backlash over the weekend for throwing a cowboy and Indian themed birthday party for his 1-year-old son, Kenzo. People were basically saying it was culturally insensitive, and some even compared it to someone dressing in blackface. Well, Kevin Hart has finally addressed it. He went on his Sirius XM show to defend himself and shut down those critics.
It shows just how stupid our world is becoming with opinion. To throw racial judgment into the development of a 1-year-old's birthday party where the theme is cowboys and Indians.
Well, here's the thing, man. Like, I don't think it's Kevin Hart's place to decide what is and what is not offensive culturally and racially. I think that you need to let people speak for themselves. You know, if you're a Native American and you find that like insensitive and you find that offensive because, hey man, like the theme is white people versus Native Americans, cowboys versus Indians, and that's offensive to you, I respect your ability to speak your mind, to say that I find that offensive.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we live in a very sensitive time right now, and I think in a time where there's The Incredibles and Coco, it's like, why did you have to go Indian and cowboys, you know, like there's other options out there.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the Seattle area, Whidbey Island, Washington, and I feel like we hit that, you know, that kind of sensitivity a little earlier than other parts of the country. I've also lived in Atlanta, where it's not so much like that with those themes. And I always reserve the right, anyone to, if you feel a certain way, that's fine. You voice yourself a certain way, that this is America. But I also am like, you know what? I agree with you. Incredibles, Coco, Wonder Woman, Avengers, so many other things you can do. And I really don't think Kevin Hart didn't know this was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But I also didn't find his defense strong or in any sort of intellectual way at all. I thought it was just kind of weak. Like, he tried to say that we're blaming his 1-year-old?
Yeah.
No, we're blaming you.
I think it's another reason, too, why some celebs need to stay off social media. Because it's like, you know, people, like, be careful what you post. Or be careful what you decide to do for a birthday theme, you know?
Or what he should do is listen to people who are offended, who are of Native American descent, and say, hey, yo, man, I found that offensive. That's not a period of time in my ancestry that I really want people like making a party theme out of.
Definitely. Okay, so I love this. Just in time for Christmas, you guys.
Already know I don't love this.
I'm so excited. Hasbro has released a new version of Monopoly, a very relatable version.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
So it's Monopoly for Millennials. The tagline? Forget real estate. You can't afford it anyways.
That's true. That is truth right there.
And so your game pieces in this game, this is real, you guys. This is a real game that they are selling right now. Your game pieces aren't the traditional top hat, car, thimble. You play with an emoji, a hashtag, sunglasses, or a bicycle. And in this version of Monopoly, instead of buying property, useless property, you know, that you can't afford anyways, you earn experience points that are earned when you visit things like a farmer's market, music festival. festivals, a vegetarian bistro, a bike share. You guys, this is so my world. I'm so going to win just at it.
You could call this game Chelsea Briggs Weekend.
I know.
So the funny part for you would be you'd never get past the music festival.
True. Oh, I just keep repeating.
I don't want to leave.
I know. This is my favorite part of it. So the person who rolls the dice first when you kick off the game is the player who has the most student debt. I think that's just hilarious.
I just want to know. I just hope, because I'm a millennial as well, but I also wish in that game there's a little more realisticness where it's like, you couldn't get a job. Whoops. But also, like, we know that they're mocking us, right? Hazard's mocking us. When you put on there, like, you get points.
Well, when you think about it in a negative light, Brian.
Well, that's the only light I'm capable of looking at that with. I don't feel like going to the farmer's market is going to earn me any, like...
You can't buy anything there with your experiences at the farmer's market.
Yo. Well, you know what? If you have a good conversation with the lady at the meat counter, you never know.
People who say money can't buy happiness have just never had money. I firmly believe that.
Good Christmas gift. Get it while it's hot. Or while it's, you know. Anyways, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report.
There's no winners and no losers in Millennium Monopoly.
Yeah. We're all equal. To get highlights from the Chelsea Report, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
It is Movember time. Mm-hmm. And I see the end is on the horizon. The end is tomorrow.
So you're not like, you haven't come to a place where you're like, you know what, I accept this and I kind of like how I look with it.
No, absolutely not.
No, okay.
So Movember, if you don't know, it's Men's Health Awareness Month. Men kind of grow mustaches to promote awareness for mental health, physical health. I think it's important for everybody to own their health. I know this month for me means a lot because my brother, Patrick, has just finished round 6 of chemotherapy for stage 3 colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And I think what I'm proudest of him about is, and we talked about this on the show before, we've had him on the show, is him, you know, owning his own health. Mm-hmm. And saying like, you know, I don't feel right. I'm going to get a colonoscopy. Everyone needs to get their colonoscopies. I'm figuring mine out with my health insurance situation. And that's another thing, man. Like, navigating the world of health insurance is very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes a lot of phone calls. It takes a lot of time. Yeah, it really
does.
You're
waiting on hold. You're talking to 4 different people. You know, it's a process.
I have gained a brand new appreciation for why people get frustrated with health insurance and health and just give up and don't do it. And that you can't. You can't do that.
So frustrating. It shouldn't be that difficult,
I know. It's just a lot of people, a lot of hoops to jump through, and you really just got to do it. So I have a colonoscopy coming up. It looks like it's going to get pushed until probably 2019 just because December is going to fly on us as if November didn't. I have an ugly, disgusting mustache on my face. It now is at the point where it tickles and it drives me crazy. I feel like I got something stuck in my nose all the time.
Do you get food caught in it too?
I have gotten food caught in it. I had nacho cheese.
Oh, that's the word.
Yeah.
Come on, you should know better than that.
I mean, I had it in the side. My brother was like, dude, you have nacho cheese. I'm like, oh,
crusty.
God. Yeah, just starting to get all crusted up. On Instagram, thank you to the guys, people who voted on 97.1 Amp Radio Instagram. We had a poll up the last 2 days about what style we should have, and we had the options where you could go the Doc Holliday gunfighter look against Gomez Adams from the Adams Family. Doc Holliday moved on. The next round was Burt Reynolds versus Hulk Hogan. Thank the Lord, Hulk Hogan lost because I can't even grow that mustache. Goes all the way down. So now, today, I will be shaving the Doc Holliday gunfighter look from Tombstone.
Awesome.
And waxing the sides of it. I'll be having that up on Instagram stories on 97.1 Amp Radio. But what I wanted to do, because I know I put my girlfriend through a lot with this awful facial hair.
A lot of chafing.
Some women love facial hair. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about you like a little scruff. And mm-hmm. I like scruff, too. You know, it creates a little contouring for the male face. Mm-hmm. But the mustache is a beast all itself. Just this, you know, the sacrifices that women have to make to let their men have these giant hairy upper lips. So I wanted to read a quick apology letter to the women of the world who have to deal with mustaches. Dear ladies of planet Earth, and even other planets as well out there that may have women living under the itchy and musty tyranny of the upper lip hair canopy that we call the mustache.
Okay.
On behalf of all men, I'm apologizing to you for years and years of torture that we have put you through since that fateful day in junior high when we discovered this ability / curse to coat our upper lip in only a line of the most coarse hair on the human body. That is the thing. Why is the beard hair so much?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my hair on my head is all soft and wispy and fine and hopefully staying in there. But the beard hair, man, that stuff is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, We're sorry for putting you through the exfoliation process every time you rub it on your face. Or even worse, in more sensitive areas. You catch my drift there.
Oh, God.
Okay. We are also...
Okay.
Hey, listen, nice that you catch my drift. Okay. We are also sorry for the fact that when we kiss you, you get the enjoyable experience of getting the secondhand flavor of whatever culinary monstrosity we bought from a gas station grill. And hastily shoved into our fur cave of a mouth.
Fur cave. Fur not cave. Just that. That explanation, the description.
Does it make you feel a certain way? Fur cave?
Yes. And it's not good.
It made me feel bad, too. We can't help that we're probably still wearing that processed chili sauce we
Come
squirted
on.
All over that hot dog and in our mustache.
Squirt too? I can't.
Squirt and stuck in our mustache like a kite in a tree. That's just a little snack for you. And yes, we are aware that whatever we just bought at the gas station is not actual food.
Wow.
It's not from the cheese family. It's not from the chili family. It's not from any family. It never goes bad. For God's sake, it's room temperature all the time. Can't be cheese. And that's dangerous. We, the mustache brethren, know and appreciate the sacrifices that you women have to make to be with us, and we thank you for allowing us to live our fantasies of being a complete and total mustached badass during the magical month of Movember.
I'm never making out with a guy with a beard ever again.
Why, because of the fur cave reference?
Yeah, absolutely, and the squirting of the cheese sauce.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And Edgar's out today dealing with some health stuff with his mom. Send him all your thoughts, prayers, positive energy. Mm-hmm. If you want to send him like a nice note, hit him up on Instagram at Edgar Isatello. I know he's told us that he very much appreciates that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be going through something with a family member. And also, you know, missing the studio family that we have. And we like to think of ourselves with all of you guys as a big family. And when you guys are going through stuff, we're here with you. And when we're going through stuff, you're here with us. Right now, December, your kids are wired. You need stuff for them to do. Caller 9-877-971-HITS. We've got 4 tickets for you to Fa La Land. It's a vibrant Christmas pop-up down in downtown LA, and it looks just awesome.
It looks so cool. It's basically at the pop-up museum. You can help make toys at Jingle Bell Toy Factory.
And you have your kids make their own toys for
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, there's a fluorescent Fa La Forest, which is a light maze. And then also, I think this is really cool, you can prep your Christmas list with Santa.
Oh, there you go.
So you sit there with Santa, tell him what you want. You know, maybe he says no to something. You just kind of, you work it out. And I think that's great.
Your kids can kind of run it by him and he'll be like, yo, a lot of kids are asking for that. You don't want to be a follower.
Exactly.
Yo, dude, that's weak. You can up your game, up your list game. So right now, 877-971-HITS. Be caller 9. We'll give you 4 tickets to Fa La Land. Man, there's a lot of fa's and la's in that. Fa La Land. I kind of dished it off on Chelsea. I'm like, Chelsea, you do all the details.
Fa La 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 La. La, 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 la.
Right now, I want to. This went viral a couple days ago, and it still makes me laugh. It is the greatest band breakup post in history. And, you know, like, bands break up just like relationships. And relationship breakup posts are pretty funny, too. Sometimes when somebody, like, just kind of goes crazy on social media and starts, like, posting, like, DMs they busted their man.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I live
cheating.
For that stuff.
Right. We all do. We sit down and watch the drama. There is a death metal band out of Toronto called Witch Rot. And they posted this on the 25th. This is the post. This is their breakup post. Due to the unfortunate reality of our guitarist doing it with my girlfriend.
Wow.
Oh, it gets better. Of almost 7 years, Witch Rot will be taking an extended hiatus. I will, however, continue the band in another space and time. Being ripe with hate, the music is slowly flowing, and without a doubt, it will become the most devastating, torturous music I have ever created.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for the support. Stay heavy. Peter. Also, our drummer died.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Right? What a twist at the end. Also, by the way, P.S., we don't have a drummer either, so apparently Peter, the bass player, is now going to be a solo act now.
Okay, that's so crazy. I wonder what he has said on his social media. Like, have we looked yet? Because that's good when it, like, they start rebuttaling back and forth.
I've tried to do some digging. You can't exactly find out who the members are, though the picture that Peter posted on the Witch Rot fan page, which is, as you can imagine, going viral now because of this post, is now, like, is a picture of a guitar that's broken in the snow,
like a bunch
of beer cans all over it. And every comment, so that they're touring or whatever in 2019, and he posted a photo, and then everyone underneath it just starts posting, like, their own contact information, like, yo, I'm a drummer.
Nice. I love that.
Yo, I'm a drummer.
And he's like, I'm an ugly guitarist. Like, your girlfriend wouldn't be interested in me. Yeah.
It's fantastic. I hope the best for Witch Rot in 2019. Good luck finding a new girlfriend, a new drummer, and a new guitarist.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. This is the dopest moment of the show. I just looked at my phone real quick. I looked at the weather because I was going to try to give you guys some good news rolling into your day. You know, we're just about out of here. Uh-huh. Yes, Ortiz comes in at 10. I was gonna try to be like, yeah, it's raining outside now, but 1 o'clock. Nope.
No, it's gonna be raining all day and tomorrow too, right?
I think. Chelsea, I didn't scroll that far along.
Well, I think that's the update.
No. I see suns tomorrow.
Okay.
I see a giant shiny sun, no clouds in the way at 7 a.m.
Well, that's positive news then.
Yeah, I know. I just was really hoping to be like, 1 o'clock, guys. Get outside, you know.
Friday's going to be lit, though.
Crystal clear. It is going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
After a big rainstorm in Southern California, I don't know where the smog goes. Probably in the ground. But it's gone, and you can see everything. You can see the ocean from Hollywood. Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, dopest moment of the show. I think we're going to give it to Brad, producer Brad. we found out.
How does that make you feel, Brad?
I don't really care.
So, Brad, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but it happened to me yesterday with Brad, but you know somebody. I've known Brad for 6-7 years. I know his family. I know a lot about him. We've worked together. And then somebody you know in your life, a family member, whatever, just drops a bomb on you of something from their past that you just can't wrap your head around. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened yesterday. So yesterday we're sitting in the studio and we're talking, and then randomly he drops this on me. Brad is a black belt in karate.
Really?
I actually knew this.
You did?
Yeah. I feel like Brad's dropped it to me casually in a conversation.
Did you?
Just in case.
Like, I knew it already.
I was floored.
The thing is that I actually didn't know if I believed him when he told me. Yeah, so no, now I see the black belt.
There's pictures on Facebook and stuff. It's not that surprising.
What? Oh, no. It's surprising right now, Brad. I mean, you have a beard. You're a dad. I didn't expect you to be a trained killer. See, that's the thing that terrifies me a little bit, because it reminded me that people are walking around the world and they're not just putting that out there that they're a black belt, and then you get into, you know, maybe a verbal altercation and all of a sudden someone snaps your finger off and pokes you in your own eyeball with it. I don't need that happening to me.
Are a very particular set of skills.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.